early years of Second Age, the great Elven smiths forged the rings of power. 9 for mortal men, 7 for the dwarf lords, 3 for the tall elven kings. But then the Dark Lord made the Master Ring, the One Ring that ruled them all. With the One Ring, Middle-earth is his, and he cannot be overcome, he taught. But then the last alliance of men and elves surpassed his power, and it was Prince Isildur of the Mighty Kings across the sea who took the ring. But because he didn't destroy it, the spirit of the Dark Lord lived and began to take shape and grow again. But the ring had a will of its own, and a way of slipping from one hand to be found by another, that it might at last get back to its master. And there the ring laid, at the bottom of the great river Anduin, of thousands of years. During those years, the Dark Lord captured the 9 rings, what were made for men. Turned their owners into the ringwraiths, terrible shadows on his great shadow, to roam the world, searching the One Ring.